This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Disagreements over Israel's future military presence in Gaza and over Palestinian prisoner releases are obstructing a ceasefire and hostage deal. Zachary Goldman from Reuters has more.
U.S. President Joe Biden outlined a potential ceasefire deal in May, which would pause fighting in what has now been 10 months of war, facilitate the release of Israeli hostages, a withdrawal of Israeli forces, and open negotiations on extending the truce. Despite the intense pressure from Washington, no deal has yet been reached. And 10 sources familiar with the talks, including two Hamas officials and two Western diplomats, told Reuters that the impasse stems from Israeli demands it maintain a military presence in Gaza. All the sources said Hamas was especially concerned about the latest demand that Israel keep troops along what is called the Netzarim Corridor, which bisects the narrow Gaza Strip and prevents Palestinians' movement between north and south. Israel also wants to keep troops along the Philadelphia Corridor, a border strip between Gaza and Egypt.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said on Friday he was removing his name from the ballots in battleground states, suspending his campaign there, and giving his support to Donald Trump.
And now to throw my support to President Trump. The causes were free speech, a war in Ukraine, and the war on our children.
The independent candidate said his name will remain on the ballot in most states and encouraged the public to vote for him in blue and red states, quote, without harming or helping President Trump or Vice President Harris. A super PAC supporting Kennedy told Reuters this week that Kennedy wants a deal with Donald Trump in which he endorses the Republican rival in exchange for a job in a potential Trump administration. Trump told CNN this week he would be, quote, open to Kennedy playing a role in his administration if the independent candidate drops out of the race and endorses him. For additional stories, visit our website.